taxpayer dollars hard at work. And this follows the news that the FBI reportedly paid a hacker $1.3 million to unlock the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone that had been that was the one that he'd been given by the county.
And 8,000 college graduates, computer science graduates, decided they were going to go into the hacking business. Payday.
Well, and the way it was funny because the way now this is Comey. The way he said this was bizarre. So this was last Wednesday, speaking at the Aspen Security Forum in London. Our FBI director, James Comey, provided a roundabout hint about the price it paid at the FBI to an unnamed outside party for the hacking solution, which, as we know, followed Apple's refusal to help the agency bypass the iPhone security mechanisms. He said when he was asked how much the FBI paid for the what they called a zero-day flaw that allowed the FBI to break into Farouk's iPhone, Comey replied, quote, a lot. More than I will make in the remainder of this job, which is 7 years and 4 months, for sure. And so people are like, okay. Well, public records indicate that Comey earned $183,000 last year. And without a raise or bonus, he will make $1.34 million through the remainder of his job. And so that's where we've come up with this $1.3 million figure, was from this bizarre comment, more than I'll make for the remainder of my employment as FBI director. So it's like, okay. The problem is that that in losing, essentially losing both of these court battles, the argument can be made that the FBI is way worse off today than they were before. The Verge had an interesting story. Russell Brandom wrote it, where, and I'm just going to paraphrase from it, but yeah, as we know, on February 16th, the FBI took Apple to court over the Farouk iPhone, and Apple refused to comply. Meanwhile, a similar phone unlocking order was already being argued in New York. Well, essentially, those two cases plunged Apple into a legal crisis because the company faced the possibility that a ruling might undo, you know, a lot of their security work. Well, here we are now, 2 months later. The fighting is over, and the FBI's hoped-for legal solutions were both defeated. It's always been clear to observers that the FBI hoped to establish legal precedents with these cases, both which failed. As we just noted, they ended up dropping the pursuit in the case of Farouk's phone after paying a hacker $1.3 million, apparently. And now, of course, there's the question of, are they going to make what they learned available to Apple? And now I just saw today that Apple is, or the FBI is saying that, well, we really don't understand it well enough for there being anything for us to give Apple. It's like, okay. Observers believe they just want to keep it to themselves, even though we have been told that it doesn't work. It's inapplicable to anything newer than the 5C that was the phone that the county had given to Farouk. Moreover, after losing the fight in New York, the judgment came down against them. The FBI promised to appeal that negative decision. Then, late last Friday, which is where you drop news, you just sort of don't want anyone to notice. It's famous, you know, Friday afternoon or evening is the news dump where you just don't want it to be in the cycle. It's the reverse of Monday. And so late last Friday, they said that they had, quote, found the passcode for this phone that was at issue, which for which there had been a negative judgment against them, which they promised to appeal. So they've dropped the appeal. So now, with the New York case closed, the government is no longer attempting to use the courts to force Apple to break its own security. As we know, there are plenty of other iPhones prosecutors would like to unlock, but not a single other active case. So essentially, the FBI retreated in both of these instances, did not get the outcomes from a legal standpoint that they were hoping, and it's left them with bad judgments that now stand and show no indication of being appealed. So it was not a good couple of months for law enforcement. Yikes.